Here comes today's No Sweat News. Metallica tickets up for grabs on Friday's No Sweat News quiz.
Oh, yes.
So if you miss any of the No Sweat News episodes, you can just click the podcast header at WRET.com because we usually get them all posted up there. A Dateline Cleveland for story number one. A flight from Orlando to Cleveland was delayed for 2 hours because a woman had to be removed from the plane before takeoff.
Mm-mm.
Why? Mm. Because they wouldn't let her fly with her emotional support squirrel.
Squirrel? Not dog?
Her emotional support squirrel.
That's a rodent.
Frontier Airlines, for the record, only accepts dogs and cats as emotional support animals. So when she refused to deplane, they had to empty out the plane from everybody, bring on the police, and the police, you know, did their thing.
It's ridiculous.
All in all, the flight was delayed 2 hours because the emotional support squirrel.
Well, squirrels do love nuts.
She's one of them, that's for sure.
I'm going to bring my emotional support boa constrictor to eat that emotional support squirrel.
No word on how she got home or how the squirrel got home either.
She got home with a straitjacket to a very nice white building with padded walls.
Dateline, your living room.
Wow.
Are you having an issue with your job?
Yes.
Does your job creep into your TV watching time?
Mm-hmm. Every Wednesday and Friday.
It really does. Well, I have an opportunity that you might be interested in. The website Streaming Observer is looking to pay someone $25 an hour to watch sports on TV.
Oh, I can do this. Streaming Observer, I'm going there right now.
Responsibilities include watching sports online at least 10 hours a week using streaming services they provide. You take some notes, snap a photo every now and then, and there you go.
10 hours a week. Dave, you're on overtime.
Oh, my God. Holy. I'm going to be a millionaire.
You do that on Sunday afternoons.
Exactly.
Boom, done.
You watch 3 football games on a Sunday, you got 9 hours right there.
This is no joke. To apply, just pop an email off to jobs@streamingobserver.com and use the subject line sucker. No, I mean subject line sports junkie.
I say we'd offer that with porn.
Streaming. I am absolutely applying for this.
There it is.
Okay.
And now the story of the guy who put his girlfriend up on eBay is a
joke. Oh, this is great. I want to see how much money he gets.
This happened in London. Dateline London. He listed his girlfriend for sale on eBay as a prank over the weekend and put it up on Friday as revenge because she pranked him.
Okay.
Although she didn't put him up for sale. So his revenge was, I'm going to put her up, and then I kind of forgot about it. And then when he logged back on Sunday, he realized, oh, my God, she's up to $119,000.
What?
Some kind of bidding war started, and she was up to over $100,000.
Hot is she?
She's kind of cute. It was at that moment that eBay stepped in and said, we can't do human trafficking on our website.
Well, I was going to say, wouldn't that make her a slave?
Mm-hmm.
Which is frowned upon.
Kelly says, the young woman in question is Kelly. She says she may be looking to pull another prank on him as revenge.
That's $119,000.
$119,000. That's a confidence builder, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I mean, it's highly inappropriate and illegal, but, I mean, hey, I don't think I'd get $19, let alone $119 for myself.
Simon just sold me to the black market on eBay.
Right.
$100,000.
That's crazy.
$119,000.
$100,000. Good for you, sweetheart.
That's the No Sweat News. We'll see you on Friday for the No Sweat News quiz. If you miss any episodes, check out the podcast section over at WRAT.com. And I just want to dedicate today's No Sweat News to the good people of Florida. You've been very, very good to us over the many years that we've been doing this feature, and we wish you absolute safety and all the best on this hurricane, which is just going to crush the panhandle.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It looks terrible. So good luck to you guys.